Our focus text for today, for tonight, comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 38. Please stand as we read the word of the Gospel. "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace be with you all, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What is truth? Quo veritas. That's very likely the words of Pontius Pilate when he was questioning Jesus. What is truth? Quo veritas. And we sometimes have difficulties understanding what is truth, what is real, with what is fake. Let's start for the basic things. How do we recognize what is truth and what is real? For that, God has given you and me a precious gift that is our senses. I can touch this. I know this is hard. Actually, if I wanted to, I can lick it. I'm not going to do it. I don't think it's going to taste good. I can smell it. I can smell you. I can hug you. I know you are real. By my senses, there is a lot of things that I can grasp and know that they are real. You are sitting right there in those pews because you know that they are real. By observation, there are many things that you know they are real, even though they are incredibly to believe. Let me give you an example. You and I are willing to step into an airplane that weighs thousands of pounds, is a metal stuff, but you step on it because you believe that that thing can fly. And you know what? It flies. Unbelievable. But it's true. You know that it's true. But your senses, my perception, and yours have a limitation. There are certain things that you cannot learn by your senses. And that is why you are here tonight. You are here because you came here to hear what is truth for a source that comes out of you. You are coming here to hear and to learn the truth of God's Word, the truth of the Bible, God's very own Word. Unfortunately, not everyone thinks like you. For the people out there, for the world, the Bible, God, doesn't have the last word. It's not true. Jesus is facing a powerful enemy in this battle. Satan is there trying to remove the truth that you and I very much needed. And this enemy of Jesus is not by himself. This enemy of Jesus is powerful and is around him and is cheering him up. And he's trying to get you and me as well. And this powerful alive of Satan is the world, which wants to convince you and me that everything is, that the truth is a moving target, that everything is relative, and the truth itself doesn't exist. But thank God that we have a champion, our warrior Jesus Christ, that he was willing to stand for the truth. And he was willing to stand for the truth because he knows that you and I need it, because your life depends on that one. And he was willing to sacrifice everything for that truth. So it is important for us to know that we are in a war. And a very powerful war. And in this war, media, communication is trying to take away your confidence. It is important for us to understand that God's word is under attack in a daily basis, because then you will be prepared for this word. Then you will recognize your enemy and be in your guard with all the punches that Satan and the world is going to throw to you. But we have Jesus facing the world with the truth for you and me. We see Jesus in this text facing Pontius Pilate, the governor of Rome. And Pontius have a decision to make. He had just two options. Either he have Jesus crucified, as just all the Jewish leaders are asking him to do, crucify him, kill him, or he set him free. For this, he is questioning Jesus and asks Jesus, "Jesus, are you a king?" The answer of Jesus to that question will make Jesus an enemy of the state. If he responds that he is a king, he's pretty much done. And this is how Jesus responds to Pontius Pilate. Listen to this. "Pontius, you say that I am a king. And in fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listened to me." I'm going to say it again. "Everyone, Pontius, in the sight of the truth, listened to me." Did you catch that? Jesus is talking about sides. There are two sides and only two sides. In one side, there is the truth. It is Jesus. It's God's word. And in the other side, everything in the other side is just a lie. And this lie can be something blatant, something straightforward against God's word, or more likely, what the devil is doing today, that he give a different spin of the truth and change the content of the truth. He put a little bit of shades on the truth. He mixed truth with falsehood, put it together to create a new product. Nevertheless, all that is lie and belongs to the devil. But God give us a warning. Give us a warning that we should not listen to the world, because the world has nothing to offer to you and me. Everything that offered is wrong. See what the Apostle John tells you and me. He says, "Everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world." The enemy, not the Father, it is the one who stands behind those lies. And the world? Oh, the world is right there cheering him up, believing all these lies and opposing everything that is true. So we got to be ready. It is why we can see the world and we know that it's broken. This world is broken. And brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about climate change. Yes, there are many, many signs in which we can see nature failing as well. But I'm talking about the people. You and I sometimes wonder, how come people can be so against God when we know that what they need is what God is offering to you? We see the people living in a miserable life, going one after the other, proclaiming hate, living a life that it goes against God's will, and of course their lives are miserable. And we know that what they need is Jesus, is His word, it is truth. And then I feel kind of angry. Why you don't get it? When the Lord tries to do the best for you. But you know what? They can't. They can't get it. This is the words of the Apostle Paul when he spoke about the people. He says, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but consider them to be foolish. And they cannot understand it, because those have to be discerned through the Spirit." I used to be very angry when I see people go against God, go against themselves, go against his neighbors. But then I realized they can't do anything else. And instead of being mad with people, now I am full of compassion. The Lord calls me to be compassionate and to have hope for them. And by the way, then I also realized that this text talked to me because the only reason that you and I accepted God, the only reason that we believe God is not because we decided. It is because He sent the Holy Spirit upon you, and this is a gift. At the end, it was no difference between us or them. It's just the grace of God that is visible in you. And for that, no anger, but gratefulness is what it comes from my heart. This world where we live wants nothing to do with Jesus. And He will attack you and me in every single way. And brothers and sisters, I have to admit that many times, in many different ways, I get very comfortable in the world listening to the music that it proclaims to me. Sometimes I look at the TV and find out that maybe what I'm watching is not the most appropriate thing for me to watch. Even though it's noon, 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and I get so comfortable watching what I shouldn't. But sometimes it's even worse. I have people around me, people proclaiming falsehood like they were truth. And I know it. And I don't say anything. Why? Because I don't want to be called a hater of people. When I see people that they are living in a lifestyle that God condemns, and they are boasting because that's the way that the world does it, I said nothing. Because if I said something, people could call me a hater. You hate me. And I let that go. When that is not hate, brothers and sisters. The idea for us to call people to repentance is not to humiliate people and let the people think or believe that we are better. Nothing at all. As a matter of fact, if we just make people change their behavior, but we don't point people to Christ, we are wasting our time. We are creating Pharisees. Nothing else. But the intention to call people to repentance is because we want to show them the cross. We want to show them forgiveness. We want to show them eternal life and the gift of love of God for them, you and me. That is love. There is no hate involved with that one. God only corrects those who love. And you and I are called to proclaim the truth wherever this is necessary. But for this, I need to do something. I need to immerse myself in God's Word so I can proclaim it. I need to see things in perspective. The world out there wants me to focus in now, right here. Distract me from things that are really important. Nothing new. The Apostle John continues saying that the world and its desires pass away. But whoever does the will of God lives forever. You and I are designed for something much better than the now and here. We are designed for God, eternity, for heaven. With that in perspective, I don't lose sight, and you shouldn't lose your sight. We are citizens of heaven. We live here. And we are going to stay here. But as we are here, we keep our focus on Jesus and what is important. We keep our focus in our need of repentance and also in the grace that God has shown to us through Jesus Christ. When Jesus faced Pontius Pilate, outside of the court, it was a great number of people. Hundreds of people out there, all crying, "Crucify him!" Amazing. The same people, very likely, than just a few days before, They said, Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And these same people, now we're calling for his death. Amazing, right? Have you ever asked, what would you have been doing that day? I tell you what I would have been doing that day. I think I would have been one saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And also I think I will be one saying, crucify him. Because I'm not different. Because I have a sinful nature that also needs to be condemned, taken away from me. I needed a new man. But that's what Jesus came. No matter why and how we reacted toward him, he always was there. We love to tell us the truth. When he spoke to Pontius Pilate, Quo veritas was Pontius' question. What is truth? And Jesus says, I am here to tell you the truth. Pontius, I am the truth. You are so blind, Pontius. So blind that you can't see the truth even though you have it in front of you. You wanted the truth? I am the truth, Pontius. Hold me. This is your chance. I'm here for you. And what is going to happen is also for you, Pontius. That's the truth. You know how Pontius Pilate responds to his own question on how quo veritas? What is the truth? Pontius responded in the same way that the world responds to you. Truth? Whatever. Truth is what you want it to be. Truth is what makes you feel good. Or in the case of Pontius Pilate, truth is whatever I said so. Because I'm the boss. I have the big guns. And I have the right to say what is truth. Either is you like it or you don't. Money talks. Strength talks. You know that. But that's not the truth. Jesus is the truth. And that's why he says to you and me quite clearly, in the same way that he told Pontius Pilate, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In other words, brothers and sisters, Jesus is the only way in which you and I can understand reality. Jesus is what changed everything and defined reality. This is real. This is going to fade away. But God's word and his promises, they never are going to go away. That's real. And that's what you can trust. You have questions about reality. I do. Sometimes I ask myself, who am I? What I am doing here? I'm not talking about preaching here today. I know what I am doing here. But what is my purpose of life? In what things can I trust? Try to Google it. Go to the library and look for the answer to those questions. Oh my goodness, you will find tons of materials. None of them will give you an answer that is satisfactory. None of those holds the truth. But in the other side, we can come to Jesus. You never heard Jesus said, well, my son, maybe is this. Or perhaps, I hope this is what happened. When Jesus spoke, He spoke with authority. He always says, I tell you the truth. I am the truth. You have heard people saying this and that, but I tell you what is right. Jesus is the truth that God has given to us, in the truth that we can follow and the truth that we can always confess. That's why you and I need to immerse ourselves in the Bible, because at the end of the day, every word in the Bible is about Jesus. All those things have been written so you may believe in me. And by believing in me, you may have eternal life. Everything in the Bible, one way or the other, is to lead us to repentance and to lead us to Jesus Christ. That's why we have that truth with us. And that's our rock where we have to grasp it and hold it. And don't let anything to get into the middle of you and your Savior. This is a broken world. I will say it again. Weather is changing. Brothers and sisters, we may be getting into some difficulties in the future. We have been speaking about that. There are a lot of rumors about the viruses, the coronavirus coming, and certainly things for us to be aware. Certainly something for us to take some measures. But at the end of the day, those are just indications of a bigger problem. This is what we know. We live in a world that is broken. A world that needs only the past that surpasses all understanding. The world will try to offer solutions, but none of them will hold. All of them fail. All of them offers you satisfaction that are momentarily, solutions that are sure, but none of them satisfy. Only God can give you the peace that surpasses all understanding, because it's based on the truth. It's based on God's promises. When we look for the solution out there in the world is going to try to focus you from having one experience after the other. And at the end of the day, you just get tired, thirsty and desperate. It is like the person that is thirsty and try to satisfy their thirst with ocean water. Bad decision. If you drink ocean water, you get more thirst. And as you drink more, you get more thirst until the day that you just kill yourself. And that's exactly what the world offers to you and to me. Just to distract us of the real truth. But that we have one speaking the truth, one that is holy and perfect. And He is the representation of the truth. And He remained that so He can change His life for you and me. We have one that He drank that cup. And it's hard for me to read it because you know what it was in that cup? All my sins. That was not Jesus' cup. That was mine. That's your cup. And He drank it. All of them. All for you. That is truth. And that truth set me free. That truth give me life. Now Jesus wants you to be His truth too. Something as wonderful like this can be kept to yourself. God has sent His truth to you so you can be the light for all nations. You can be light for all people. And He asks you, He gives you the privilege to share this truth. Embrace the truth. Drink on it. Live in that truth. As you navigate in this world full of lies, full of all the lies that the devil is trying to give you, Let Jesus be your GPS. Think always about Jesus. Get yourself into the Word. Take every opportunity that you have out there to let Him know. You are well prepared. He has chosen you to be His warrior. And this is what He gives to you. Through believing in the world, we do not wage war as the world does it. The weapons that we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish the strongholds. You are well equipped, brothers and sisters. God has given to you His word, the sword, for you to strike back as Satan. I confess that sometimes I have found myself doubting if instead of having a Bible, I should have a gun. And that happened to me when things that are hard for me to understand. How a person can abuse a child. How can a person can abuse a wife? How people can just take other people's life with no consideration whatsoever, and that really bothers me. But if I grab a gun, I just bring more dead and sin to the equation. But God gives me something else. God didn't use a weapon, a sword, a gun against me. He set me free with His truth and extend that truth to everybody else for you to bring life to other people, to proclaim forgiveness of sin free of charge through faith in Jesus Christ. Then you become the light of the world. We are in a world of darkness. It's going to get really dark. We are in a world of desperation. Let's use all these opportunities that we are seeing out there to proclaim the truth and to proclaim Christ and to proclaim hope. No matter how dark it is, no matter how strong the devil may look like, you are the light of the world. And darkness never could overcome the light of Christ. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Rejoice. Because you have been set free by the truth. Rejoice because you know that your relationship with God is not about fear. Because you can live without shame. Even there are many reasons for us to be ashamed of. The Lord has taken away my guilt and yours. And He remembers no more. Beautiful, right? We can look Him at the face and He doesn't remember anymore. He gives us a new identity based on His truth. That is truth. A truth that will never fade. A truth in which you can stand. That truth is Jesus. Amen.